Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Here we are. We like to do Olympic updates. Of course, Rob, the Sports Center brings us the sports top and bottom of the hour every hour, but he's only got so much time to squeeze all the sports in, and since the Olympics are going on, we like to touch on some of the audio, some of the actual excitement. The USA women won gold in the 800-meter for the first time in a long time yesterday.
There has been a massive drought for the United States in the women's 800 meters at the Olympic Games. That drought is about to be over, or is it? Yes, it is. Athing Mo from Trenton, New Jersey is an Olympic champion. And Raven Rogers comes storming home to grab bronze.
I wasn't even really looking at the time. I kind of just wanted to run as strong as I am, you know, not do anything different that I've been doing the whole season. So I want to just have the same attitude coming into this race, which was, you know, go out there, leave it all out there, and just try and get gold, because that was the goal.
What energy from Athing Mo. She wins the gold in the women's 800 for the first time, representing the USA now, a gold medal for the first time since 1968 when Madeline Manning won it. Wow. We also grabbed bronze in that event, too. So the 800 strong with women. Then there was Sydney McLaughlin in the hurdles.
This is what happened at the World Championships. McLaughlin had to run down Dalila Muhammad. McLaughlin checks fellow 21-year-old Femke Bol off the list. Now it's the race to the line. Sydney McLaughlin is bringing it to Dalila Muhammad. Muhammad's trying to hold on. McLaughlin on the inside to the line. It's going to be Sydney's time again.
Yes! Not only a gold medal, but a brand new world record for Sydney McLaughlin. Oh, the McLaughlins. They certainly do know how to run, don't they? They were the two biggest, I think, highlights of the Olympics last night. We like to bring them to you, Morgan in the Morning. Coming up next, two Olympic stories that are closer to the heart. They don't have to do with the competition as much as they have to do with America's love for American athletes. Heartwarming stories coming up next. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
What does Bruce Springsteen have to do with the Olympics, really? Details coming up in just a bit. First, Simone Biles. We love her. She's a hero. There's been so much hate on social media about her backing out. But what she did for her own mental health not only was great, but what she did for the women's Olympic gymnastic team is phenomenal. Because she kind of forced them to step up, you know? They were, I mean, think about it. They were ready to say, well, Simone's going to win it all and I'll be lucky if I could win a silver or a bronze. No, she made them step up, and they have. And yesterday, she stepped in, and she medaled, which was cool.
I was thinking about that bronze medal, and I wondered, like, does it mean more than the others?
Yes, it means more than all of the golds, because I've pushed through so much the last 5 years, and the last week while I've even been here, it was very emotional, and I'm just proud of myself. I didn't really care about the outcome. I was just happy that I made the routine and then I got to compete one more time.
So why the babe?
Because I didn't have to twist or do anything. Yeah. So it was very much at a less risk, especially if I could do a different beam dismount.
What do you think the biggest misconception was about your decision?
That I was at no risk and mental health isn't a serious issue. That it was basically a cop-out. But the girls saw me in training. My coaches saw me in training. Like, I physically couldn't do it safely. And it's because I was getting so lost in the air.
Wow. Imagine flipping, like, off any, try, you know, flip off your front porch today and try to not break your neck. I mean, that's basically it. And I'm not going to go sports talk on everybody this morning, but she did exactly the right thing. Now, Bruce Springsteen, what does he have to do with the Olympics? I didn't know this until recently. His daughter, Jessica Springsteen, is in the equestrian events at the Olympics. Still a big story, even when she failed to qualify.
And the rider that certainly got the most attention, 29-year-old Jessica Springsteen.
And we are almost certainly in a position in this competition where Jessie will need to jump clear with no time penalties, likely, in order to advance to the individual final.
Oh! just rail goes down.
Hit. Barely hit it.
Just ticked the rail. A disappointment for Jessica Springsteen and Don Juan. The rail goes down. 4 penalty points. Quite likely to keep them out of the final.
Okay, so she's not in, and yet she got all that attention. That's kind of cool. Maybe just because she's Bruce Springsteen's daughter, but I didn't know about it until yesterday. So 2 stories near and dear to her heart that aren't about medals, and that would be Simone Biles back in competition where she did win a bronze, but she didn't care. And once she won, it was more important than all the golds of the past. And a rock and roll icon's daughter makes it to the Olympics, but doesn't qualify for the finals, and it's still a good thing. It's still a cool thing. Wow. News is coming up next. Of course, Rob, the Sports Center, will give you the overview on Olympics. And that is super exciting, Steve, with AccuWeather. Stay with us. Still to come, it is National Learn Japanese Month. Yeah, I'm going to take a crack at it. And there's new CDC masking rules that are even more confusing than ever. It's all coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, here we are, Learn Japanese Month. I thought we'd all get an education this morning, give it a shot.
August is Learn Japanese Month. Uh-huh. Here's your Japanese lesson.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
Konnichiwa, genki desu ka?
I'm fine.
Watashi wa genki.
I can't even start.
Buzz off wasabi breath.
What?
Wasabi no iki wo fukitobasu.
Buzz off wasabi breath. Okay. All right.
Leave me alone or I'll shove a chopstick in your neck.
Hey, calm down now.
私を放っておいてください。
さ
もないとあなたの首に箸を突き刺します。
All right, you know what?
And that's your lesson for Learn Japanese Month.
I'm sorry that didn't quite work out the way I wanted it. Whatever. Morgan in the Morning. I'm confused. I'm totally confused. It goes too fast. Can we play it again? No? All right, check out our Facebook post today. We mentioned at the top of the show, it is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I don't really want to focus on that. I'd rather like to focus on the fact that we've all had cookies for breakfast. You don't want to admit it, but you did. I mean, there was some mornings where you're on the go. I mean, think about it. It's like eating a donut, right? It's just a little flat donut. That's all it is. So if you could go through the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts and say, yeah, give me a donut and a coffee, then you could easily, like, just whip yourself up a little coffee in the kitchen and go over to the cupboard and sneak a couple of cookies. We've all done it. Myself included. And I'm diabetic. I'm trying to stay away from the cookies, but it's hard. It's really hard. Famous Amos, that's all I have to say. Love those chocolate chip cookies. But anyway, I've also been known to eat Fig Newtons on the weekend. I eat a nice breakfast every morning at 4 a.m., but on the weekend, I sleep in, then I grab a cup of coffee, and me and my roommate Leo eat Fig Newtons on the couch. I mean, it's really weird is what it is, but I admit it. All right? So go to the 94KX Facebook page and let me know what your go-to breakfast cookie is, and we'll talk about it coming up. Also on the way, our masking info. Do we really need to study the rules? I hope not. We've got a medal count and more. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, listen up. As a public service, your morning radio show has to dole out the new CDC masking rules, I think.
The CDC wants you to be aware of the new easy-to-follow rules for when to wear masks. Monday through Wednesday, wear your masks when indoors, but not when dining.
What?
From Thursday through Sunday, masks are required at museums and bowling alleys,
but
not at shady independent liquor stores.
Huh?
No masks when approaching yield signs, but then back up for full stops.
What?
You may pull them down to yell at other drivers like, "The light's green, moron!"
Well, yeah, there's
if
that.
If you want people to know you're vaccinated, make a big check mark on your mask.
Oh.
If you want people to know you're single, tie the left side of the mask loop so it hangs below your earlobe. Right side means anything goes.
What? What are you talking about?
Finally, walking around whistling is not permitted. That has nothing to do with COVID. It's just annoying. Thanks for following these simple mask rules. Stay safe.
Okay, that didn't quite work out. News is coming up next to check on sports, and Steve's got the AccuWeather. Funny thing happened the other day at the Yankees game. Yeah, it has to do with a cat running around on the field. Viral comedy coming up. A woman who could play three trumpets at once, and a passenger on the flight that was duct taped to his seat. Wow. This is Quality Entertainment. Morgan in the Morning next.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Morgan in the Morning, here we go. Two pieces of viral comedy. I found this one early this morning, and I just couldn't believe it. You got to Google it later to see as well as hear it. But this woman could play three trumpets at the same time. Her hands are hitting the keys on two of the trumpets while she's using the other one as rhythm. The other two are lead. She's amazing. Her name is Gunhild Carling. Oh, by the way, she also plays the bagpipes. But anybody who can play three trumpets at once, I clap my hands and my lips to you. Here's another viral comedy piece you're just going to have to look up. Frontier Airlines had an unruly passenger, and so they actually duct taped him to his chair. Yes.
Shot. My parents are reportedly damn down.
22-year-old Maxwell Barry. And the passengers actually duct taped him to his chair so he would no longer be a nuisance during the flight. I got a new slogan for Frontier Airlines. When Gorilla Glue just won't work. Go to the duct tape and Frontier Airlines.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
So much more to come. Birthday buddies on the way. And, the medal count just for the kids this morning who are watching the Olympics. It's Morgan in the Morning. If I could get the button to work. 94K.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Birthday buddies, the local celebs, coming up in just a bit. Musical and entertainment and political birthdays today for that much. I don't know if you would call this guy a musician, but you kind of can, I guess. He's a movie star's kid. His name is Chet Hanks. He is 31 years old today. Remember him from the TV show Empire?
Microphone check guy, crowd rock selector.
He had a reoccurring role on the television show Empire about the music industry, and he was that white rapper. And he was actually and is actually Tom Hanks' son, Chet. That's not bad rapping. Chet Hanks, 31 years old today. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's wife, the Duchess of Sussex. Lordy, lordy, Meghan is 40 today. Can you believe it? NASCAR Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon is 50 years old. And former President Barack Obama is 60 years old today. You remember that president everybody used to blame everything on until we got Joe Biden. Now we blame everything on him. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Anyway, happy birthday, Barack. And the rest of our celebrities, Megan and Chet. Let's take a look at the locals with Lynn Hall not in the house today. Still on vacation. I'll do them all myself. We call them the birthday buddies. Brady Bolig from Middleburg, 58 today. Emily Artman is 36. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jennifer Houts from Milton, 43. Joan Dersham is 65 today. Julie Deckard from Shemokin Dam, 32. Happy birthday to Caitlin Clark. She is 19 today. Kevin Glock, is 27. Maria Shirk from Middleburg is 35. Happy birthday to Nikki Eichner from Sunbury, 44 years old today. Patricia Heckman from Sunbury is 60. Rebecca Bob, 43 today. Happy birthday to Rhonda Tomcavage from Coal Run. She is 49 today. Rose Heller from Sunbury, 48. Shelley Miller is 35 today. Happy birthday to Teresa Stoker, 55 years old. That's who we have on the birthday buddy list. Hey, you have a birthday, call it in, okay? Ford Fun Line is always open. You could also email it, okay? You can snail mail if you want, put a stamp on it. Or you could use our text club using the keyword birthday. Every day at this time, it's birthday buddies. That's simple. Every day. W-Q-K-X. News is next. So check on sports and AccuWeather. Still to come, the good news. Stay with us. Morgan in the morning.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Yeah, the good news. We love it because we hear the bad news at the top and bottom of the hour. Here's one that we thought was bad, but it was okay. New Jersey police were called out to a noise complaint to a band working out in a garage. So the cop helped out.
I walked through the crowd, went and talked to the guitarist in between songs. I said, hey, you guys know Basket Case by Green Day? And they're like, yeah, we all know it. And they go to give me the microphone. They're like, hey, you want to sing it? I'm like, nah, I'm not a singer. I'm a drummer. I'll play with you guys.
And he did. Now that's good news. How about a guy who lends his moped to a food delivery person with a flat tire?
Take my bike, do the delivery, and come back.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Wait for you here, okay?
All right, brother. All right.
He noticed that the tire went flat, and so he accepted the food, gave his own bike to the delivery guy so he could make the next delivery. And, oh, yeah, by the way, bring it right back. And he did 15 minutes later. That's good news. And how about the little boy who was getting bullied and decided to turn a negative into a positive? Check this out.
I want you guys to know that believing in yourself is always the right thing to do. Everyone's different, and everybody's good in their own ways.
This is good news.
Morgan in the morning. 94KX.
That's good news. Wow. He took it to social media to tell his bullies that they're still good people. They just have to find it. That is unbelievable. Hey, coming up next on Morgan in the Morning, we'll have that medal count for the kids. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Coming off that good news story where the New Jersey cop crashed a noise complaint of a bunch of kids in a band, a garage band, and he played the drums for Basket Case. I thought it was cool. So I thought we'd play the song, too. Hey, speaking of good news, if you have a local group that is doing something good in the community, let us know. Email us or message us on Facebook, and you could be part of the good news here locally. Good news last night at the sports complex in Sunbury, late night out, national late night out, and the girls of SBC Media rocked it. You girls rocked it. Check out our Facebook page. An absolutely incredible looking picture. It's like Charlie's Angels or, I don't know, some TLC or, you know, some 90s band or 80s band, some girl band, you know. And there's the girls with the KXUV in the park in Sunbury last night. So, Sammy, good work. Tay-Tay and Cassie. Great stuff. Keep in mind, you could be part of our good news every morning right here. Coming up next, Morgan in the Morning, we've got news, sports, and AccuWeather, and somebody will become a VIP to see Blues Traveler at Spyglass Ridge Winery this weekend. Stay with us. It's all next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, yeah, this Saturday, we will be partying again after taking a weekend off. We'll be back to Spyglass Ridge Winery for the first ever stop by Blues Traveler. Back in the 90s, my first round here at 94KX as the morning guy, Blues Traveler was huge. And they're greater live. Hey, you can be a VIP, or you can just buy your tickets now if you can't wait. And a lot of people are buying tickets now. Go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com and just click through. It's real easy. They're doing their own tickets now. You know, no brown paper ticket stuff. No, 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 no. You can get them right off the Spyglass website. And I hope to see you there. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a real good time Saturday. Blues Traveler coming to Spyglass. Now, if you want the VIP treatment, that's another story. You can only get it with us, like right now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
As always, we'll take caller 4 for VIP trip.
We have another winner.
94KX, you're on the road with Morgan in the Morning, and you are caller 4.
Woo! Awesome!
Yeah, who's this?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Where are you calling from?
Stevens Grove.
I thought you were going to say 11 and 15.
Actually, I am 11 and 15.
There you go. You're from Selins Grove, though, right?
Yep.
All right. You and a guest on the way to Spyglass for VIP treatment with Blues Traveler.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, you'll be parking up top by Three Beards. Get your bracelet with your ID, of course. And then into Three Beards for a two-hour party from 5 to 7. Then we'll roll down the hill to the SBC Media VIP tent right alongside the front of the stage. And the party continues there. What do you think?
I'm excited.
All right, you drive safely, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I love when people call from the road, like actually driving to work and stuff like that. It's very cool, but I always appreciate the use of Bluetooth, okay? Because I don't want you holding a phone in your hand and talking to Tom Morgan on the radio. Let's put it this way. I don't want to get a call from your insurance man, all right? Morgan in the Morning, where the VIP treatment is for Spyglass this Saturday. Hey, coming up, Tom's List, the things hotels don't want you to know.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Gosh, I hope you're not driving to vacation right now. I mean, who would be doing that on a Wednesday? Maybe some, but Tom's top list today is kind of creepy, so get ready. Today's top list of the things hotels don't want you to know about. First on the list, people die in hotels all the time. It's so creepy. One guy claimed it happened in almost half of the beds in the hotel where he worked. It's kind of a dingy place. He says it obviously depends on what kind of hotel you're staying at. But keep in mind, some of them roadside quick stop kind of places. Ew. Number 3 is even grosser. People do nasty things in hotel rooms. All right? Maids have a tough job. They have found stuff that has been left behind under the sheets. I'm not going to go into great detail, but one maid did say that the tips are always bigger when the room is messier. Next up on the list, bed bugs are a real concern. Ew, this is getting worse. It doesn't matter if it's a cheap motel or a 5-star resort. They've had them before and they'll have them again. So never put your suitcase on the bed. Always check the corners of the mattresses underneath the fitted sheet, etc., etc. But the suitcase on the bed, I do that all the time. If I get a room that has two beds, I just use the other bed as like a suit. Bad idea. You open up the suitcase, the bed bugs take a vacation of their own, and you bring them home. Ugh. And finally, on Tom's top list of things hotels don't want you to know, you can't trust the drinking glasses. Are you kidding me? The main goal of the cleaning staff is to make everything look clean. So a lot of times, they use the same dirty cloths to wipe down the glasses in every room. Funny. I didn't know they were wiping them down. I thought they were replacing them. I guess not. Yuck. Tom's top list of the day. Sorry. Can we take a virtual vacation, please? Thank you. Hey, coming up, details of our virtual talent show. It's called Curtains Up. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning News is next. All right, maybe not the Muppet Show.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right.
Yeah.
It's time to get things started.
Lily, you'll know things better.
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational.
This is what we call Curtains Up. 94KX, bringing back Curtains Up. And whenever I can play the Muppet Show theme, I do. What's Curtains Up? Well, we're bringing it back as we did it in the COVID year last year. It's a virtual talent show. That's why we did it virtually last year, because you couldn't get out of the house. Well, it was such a huge success that we've decided to do it again this year, even post-COVID, if we could call the age we live in post-COVID. Anyway, here's what you do. Curtains Up is you showing us your talent and submitting the video to the 94KX Facebook Messenger. Or here's an easy way, Taylor at WQKX.com. She's our promotion lady extraordinaire, the woman I affectionately call Tay-Tay. So send it to Taylor. We've got some pretty cool ones lined up already and some pretty cool prizes lined up as well. So kids up to 12 years old could win a family four-pack of passes to Lake Tobias. Yeah, the wildlife park. I love that place. How about a private limousine ride to and from the park from Susquehanna Valley Limo? Yeah. Busy in the back. Teens could receive a four-pack of tickets, you know, those ticket books, food and pool passes from Knoebels. And adults? Here's the adult prize. $500 from Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Boom. For all the information, go to WQKX.com and, yeah, become part of this. 94KX Curtains Up! Presented by Oberdorf Carpet, Wood, and Flooring, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Lake Tobias Wildlife, Knoebels, Ards Farm Market for children and youth.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, so do I. And Diva and Company Salon.
There were parts of it that weren't very good.
It could have been a lot better.
Hey, guys. Really like guys, I'm trying to do a show here.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It's away. Hey, guys. Ooh. Guys, it's Curtains Up. Morgan in the Morning with final thoughts coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Yeah, well, it's almost 9 a.m., and that means Chad Evans is on the way next. You've got Mark Stevens this afternoon, and Sam Tyler tonight. There's the lineup. Yeah, stay with us all day long, okay? Does that sound good? Yeah. WQKX.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.